Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Denise Mullen, psychologist and counsellor. She runs Joy of Connection and we will be chatting about the normal ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Okay, we've Denise Mullen, a psychologist and counsellor, on the line talking about dreams. Denise, when a Christian dreams, is it always from God? Or
no.
Can it just be from ourselves, from what happened in our experience that day, watching a horror movie or something on social media that you didn't like? So it's not always from God like it was in the Bible?
Well, I don't know that in the Bible, what is emphasized would be the dreams that the Lord was trying to use. There are 20 dreams that are emphasized in the Bible, and he was using those dreams very specifically to communicate over different details, and he does that in our lives. I mean, there are plenty of dreams that are, let's say, our own personal issues that we are... Just to give you a picture of what happens, basically, in my own words, I'm not trying to sound terribly technical here, but when we go to sleep at night, it's like our boundaries fall away. Our unconscious is, in a symbolized form, trying to give us stuff that is either plaguing us or going on the unconscious level or the preconscious level. Mm. And it's generally symbolized because it might be too stark for us to hold on to. So when our boundaries come down and we dream, it might be stuff that we are needing to look at. Why we're anxious, why we're depressed, what life events have impacted us, what sort of feelings we're having about different issues. So those would be more personal dreams. There are dreams when the Lord is trying to get our attention, and the more we pray about the difference, the more attuned we're going to be to distinguish between the two. Mm. And then you mentioned looking at YouTube content and the impact of that.
Yeah.
When we look at things like horror movies or things that have a very graphic impact on us, the nature of that opens a door to the spirit realm, and we can have very dark dreams, very terrifying dreams. And I don't think that's personal, and I certainly don't believe that's from God. We've kind of opened a door to darkness.
Mm.
And so those dreams can be very, very much of the enemy and very much impacting us in our sleep and frightening us. And again, people would tend, unless they do a lot of work hand in hand with God to understand the difference, people would tend to interpret that stuff very frighteningly and very personally against themselves, which is exactly what the enemy wants. So we really need to take this stuff to God and say, show me, Lord, was this from you? Was this from me? Was this from the enemy?
Mm.
Where it's from the enemy, I always just pray and say, Lord, would you lift the effect of that? Show me what I need to do to close that door to darkness.
Mm.
Help me to stop looking at stuff like that and get free from it.
Mm.
And as the years have gone by, I mean, that is simpler and simpler process. Mm. It used to be like a struggle, but now it's just like, oh, Lord, just lift that garbage from me, please. And he does.
Yeah. I've had a few dreams about death, and I know my mother is very close to death at the moment, and she's very late stage Alzheimer's, has it 9 years.
Oh.
And I keep dreaming about that. But also, I've had a few dreams. Now, it could be because I take the odd antihistamine at night to help me sleep, and I've had these dreams of something dark kind of coming against me, attacking me, almost in the bed. Actually, one night, I got such a fright, I jumped up off the bed. My husband said it was like I jumped 2 feet off the bed, rolled over to his side and tried to get out because something was attacking me. And in my dream, I said, in Jesus' name, get out. But I couldn't wake up for a while. He had to shake me. And I thought, I wonder what that... Would that be just because I've taken some antihistamines or...
No, I don't believe that was an antihistamine. There may have been an impact. I mean, I can't say. I'm not in your brain chemistry, but I would have said there'd be an impact which would have kept you in a deeper sleep. But the demonic entity in that, did have to respond to exactly what you said, in Jesus' name, get out. And I bet even though you may have had residual fear and anxiety or worry about the darkness of the impact in that dream, I'm sure that what you said in the dream was exactly what you needed to say, in Jesus' name, get out. And he had to flee. The other thing you might want to do when you're awake then is just say, Lord, where is there an open door to the enemy here? And what is the element of fear, and pursue that and get that door closed.
Now, I am in prayer ministry, and we meet and pray with the clients quite a bit, and do, you know, and there has been quite a bit of, you know, when people are getting delivered from things and people are, you know, offloading a lot of their stuff onto you, and you being a counsellor and psychologist would know what that's about. Can you take that into your dreams too?
Oh, absolutely.
Right, okay. Absolutely. So that's probably where the darkness.
I've probably learned over the years that, and I never do enough, or I never used to do enough, I do more now, I never do quite enough cleanup afterward, where I just ask the Lord to come and clean house, so to speak, and remove every unclean thing, whether it is anxiety, chaos, fear, depression, perversion. I deal a lot with sexual addiction, a lot with narcissism, et cetera, et cetera. And whatever it is that's been left behind, if I don't ask for the Lord to just kind of clean house and lift all that out and bring his peace back, my dreams will often be impacted, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night and go, what was that all about? Like, I'm innocent.
Yeah.
I'm not innocent. I know better. I know to do that, but I forget a lot.
So as a church, if we are praying and intercessing, you know, in prayer teams, we need to pray this protection over us before and after, I suppose.
After. You know, he's our rear guard. He goes behind us as well as before us. But he also likes to be asked. So we do need to ask him, Lord, would you just please clean house and bring your peace back here and cleanse my mind and spirit. I don't need to be impacted by that stuff. And I think just the very nature of walking hand in hand with him like that is what he loves. And what helps us, and also gives us a better night of sleep. Yeah, intercessors and therapists are deeply impacted, and it's why there's such, oftentimes, a huge, at least it's part of why there's a huge turnover rate. People just get burned out and used up and too tired and all of that.
So you're saying not to be afraid of our dreams, even if they are dark?
Oh, my goodness, they're so helpful. And finding out why they're dark, not sitting with the darkness, but going, Lord, what do you want me to hear and see in this? Just turning to the Lord to show you. And I'm telling you, it may not come at first, and it may feel like you're trudging through mud, but over time, as you persist and take it to him in prayer and then read scripture over it, like reading that passage in Daniel. Here, I'm just going to say it real quickly. In the second chapter of Daniel, where it's talking about Nebuchadnezzar getting that dream and saying, I'm going to kill all the magicians if they don't tell me the dream and its interpretation. And so the Lord, I'll just read it here. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. A night vision is a dream. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven, and he answered and said, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand. So God gives that insight as we sit with him, and again, it develops relationship between the Lord and us. He does not want us sitting with darkness or having doors open to the darkness, even though there's been an increase of darkness and chaos in the world around us. He does not want us passively sitting with that. He wants us freed from it, and as we enter in and say, God, show me. Help me understand this. He will show us how.
Mm.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.